Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. We've not had any birthday tributes in the past several weeks, but on this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Billy Hill. We'll also do some pretending, visit some cafes, and step into society. But first, here's something completely different. My friend and ragtime pianist and composer John Reed Torres has once again unwittingly inspired a segment topic by recently posting on Facebook the sheet music to a 1910 composition by May Aufderheide titled A Totally Different Rag. I'm sure many of you listening are fans of Monty Python, and of course that brings to mind John Cleese many times uttering the line, "And now for something completely different." That line was even used as the title for the 1971 film in which the troupe reshot many of the sketches from the first two seasons of the TV series. Well, here's a set of rapidly rotating records that are not totally different, or even completely different, just different. Thank you. Eva Taylor with a song co-written by husband Clarence Williams and Jack Palmer, My Different Kind of Man. That OK 78 was made in New York on July 31, 1928. Before that, it was Jimmy Noon and his New Orleans band from a Parlophone 78 made in Chicago on January 16, 1936. He's the Different Type of Guy. We started that different set with Things Might Have Been Different. That was Richard Himber and his orchestra with Joey Nash providing the vocal on February 11th, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Back in 2011, I played a make-believe segment. Make-believe is like pretending, and I did a pretending segment in 2008, but here's another pretending set with a completely different set of songs. Mm-hmm.
you care, but someone else tonight will share a kiss from lips divine that you were pretending were mine, pretending you'll be true. I thought I could depend on you, whatever might befall, but you were pretending, that's all. Though your arms still hold me as close as they did before, though you've never told me, I know what's in store, for I know that your pretending love lives on. When in your heart the thrill is gone, oh, why be so unfair and keep on pretending you care?
Thank you.
We started and ended that Pretending set with songs titled Pretending. The first Pretending was written by George W. Meyer and performed by the Savoy Orpheans with Cyril Rameau Newton directing the band, playing violin, and providing the vocal on that April 29, 1926 HMV recording. We ended with another Pretending, this one written by Harry Porter, Mel Ball, and Mattie Cohen, and performed by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees on July 9, 1929. There are at least two other vintage songs titled Pretending, one by Vincent Humans, and the other by Gracie Deegan and Belle Baker. In between the Pretendings, we heard Isham Jones and his orchestra with Pretending You Care. That Victor recording was made in New York on December 16, 1932. Pretending You Care was composed by Jesse Greer and Frank Hazard, sang the Tot Seymour lyric. I know some of you out there are fans of Woody Allen, or at least of his movies. His latest picture is titled Café Society, and Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks figure prominently in the soundtrack, which is available on CD. I haven't seen the film yet, but I expect to this coming week. So in the meantime, in the next couple of segments, we're going to visit some cafes and step into society. Here's Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra.
Recall the night when you danced for me in a cafe on the road to Calais. Cherry, were you just fooling me when you said oui, oui in a cafe on the road to Calais? You promised me that you'd be true the day we said adieu. Was I the only one you gave your precious kisses to? Cherry, will I return to find just a memory in a cafe on the road to Calais? Thank you.
yell, band man, play some more. Charleston, Charleston, I'll say it's hard. But the black bottom, he's got him. But all that sunset down, love is going to the people's brain. Created in a crazy house, set good folks insane. Gentlemen, ladies too, rush around and wrong. They lose their head, some drop dead. Doing that sunset song, I said, doing sunset song.
Elgar's Creole Orchestra and Cafe Capers, written by Mel Stitzel. That Vocalion 78 was made September 17, 1926. Violinist Charles Elgar was born in New Orleans on June 13, 1879, and was active in Chicago as early as 1902. He was classically trained and not a jazz musician, but hired those who were. As early as 1918, he was leading a 14-piece band at the Dreamland Ballroom and Chicago's Municipal Pier. Before Cafe Capers, it was Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five with Sunset Cafe Stomp. The vocalist on that November 16, 1926, OK 78 made in Chicago was May Alex. We started that cafe set with Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra and In a Cafe on the Road to Calais, recorded in Los Angeles by Brunswick on March 20, 1931. In a Cafe on the Road to Calais was written by Saul Klein, Jack Lassois, and Ray Dahl. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Continuing our little tribute to Woody Allen's latest film, Cafe Society, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about high society, beginning with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Thank you. ever to be hauled into court for false advertising over our claim of playing music to which you can't not tap your toes, that right there would be Defense Exhibit A.
Case dismissed.
Thank you.
All sorts of people recorded it, but that was Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra once again with High Society, recorded by Brunswick in New York on May 2, 1932. High Society was written by Porter Steele and Walter Melrose. Porter Steele doesn't seem to have written much else, but he did also write The Lobster's Promenade, which was recorded by Fred Van Epps. Before High Society, it was Kid Ory's Sunshine Orchestra with Society Blues from 1922. We started off that Society segment with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Steppin' in Society, written by Harry Axt. That Victor recording was made in Camden, New Jersey on June 3, 1925. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1899 in Boston, Massachusetts, of William Joseph Hill, better known as Billy Hill. In high school, he played two things, football and violin. He was apparently good at both because he was offered a football scholarship to Harvard but chose to study violin at the New England Conservatory of Music under Carl Muck, then conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. He played in the BSO briefly, but at age 17 headed out west, where for the next 15 years he worked at odd jobs until he formed a jazz band, which played at a Chinese restaurant in Salt Lake City, Utah. In early compositions, he used the pseudonym George Brown because he didn't want his name of Billy Hill to be reversed to Hill Billy. After his first big hit, The Last Roundup, he did use his real name. He wrote lots of Western songs, some of which were used in Hollywood movies, but he also had several pop hits, including In the Chapel in the Moonlight, The Glory of Love, and On a Little Street in Singapore. His last public performance was on September 24, 1940, at the Golden Gate Exposition in San Francisco. Billy Hill died of heart failure in Boston on Christmas Eve of 1940. Here are three, and maybe even four, from the pen of Billy Hill.
Thank you.
out where the moonbeams softly play. As we count the stars together, all of my cares will fade away. Drifting with you along Dream River, in a love boat built for two. And if you'll be mine, I'll spend all my time drifting with you along Dream River.
Little doggy, get along. us, but still I can't forget memories of you and me. We danced the moonlight minuet till the clock struck three. I heard you whisper, dear, it's getting late. You kissed me tenderly. We said goodbye at the garden gate when the clock struck three. Now the clock has broken hands and I've a broken heart. No one ever understands why we had to part. I've locked the gate and there beneath the rose you'll find the only key. There to remain in sweet repose till the clock strikes three.
A nice representative sampling of songs by Billy Hill. And it was chronological, too. We started off with The West, A Nest, and You, performed there by Waring's Pennsylvanians on October 16, 1923. They started recording the day before, and it took till the seventh take to get it right. Hill wrote the lyrics on his wedding night for his bride, Didette Lee Walker, and it was later set to music by Larry Yoel. The West, A Nest, and You was sung by Gene Autry in his 1938 picture, Prairie Moon. Next, it was Ted Weems' orchestra with Art Jarrett vocalizing on Dream River from April 3, 1928. After that, it was the premiere recording of Billy Hill's best-known song, The Last Roundup, by George Olson and his music on July 11, 1933. The vocalist was Joe Morrison. Billy Hill almost sold the song for $25, but ASCAP President Gene Buck loaned Hill $200 until he could find a major publisher and get the song recorded. We finished up with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and Till the Clock Strikes Three. The vocalist on that August 6, 1937 recording was Stuart Allen. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.